Blog Talk Radio.
Well, give people what they want.
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions video show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Look.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Hello, race world. Hello to each and every one of you all. Another Clocks Off production, Motor City Mafia, Young Honey. First of all, I want to start out by saying hello to each and every one of you all, and I hope that God has blessed each and every one of you all also. With that being said, I hope it continue on. Hope it keep on keeping on. Because in a lot of ways, a lot of people are blessed. They just really don't know it. But at the same time, I want to turn around and I want to say, we really, really, truly appreciate the people that came to the Clocks Off production today. You know, I don't know if a lot of people know and a lot of people have been told or whatever the case is, but I have to speak this firsthandedly myself because of the simple fact that I know exactly what I'm talking about. And the reason I'm saying that is because of the simple fact that I have had certain people in my life. We all have had certain people in our life. But you know, you got some special people in your life too. And those are people that are really, really truly friends, or a person that give you their word and they stand on their word. You know, that's a very, very important thing in life. You know, we hear a lot of people that get on the shows and say this and say that and so far and so on, you know, but it's a such thing that's called loyalty. And the people that have it, they're going to show it. And I'm using that as a prime example from today. You know, a lot of folks say that there ain't no racism and stuff going on up here, which it hasn't been. I have to say the same thing. But in order to receive, you have to give. You know, and I've seen these people wholeheartedly giving themselves to make sure that they came and support one of the persons that I consider to be one of the most finest people that probably somebody can ever run into. That was Brother Leroy and also Brother Shannon. You know, those people, they're there, they enjoying themselves, you know, and I just had to speak on that. And the reason I had to speak on that because I know the faithful people, you know, and the good part about it is it's good to know that we still have those people around, you know. And my thing with it is I just had to speak on that first and foremost because I enjoyed it myself, you know. And if y'all want to hang around, we're going to give y'all some of the recent reports that come in. We're going to have somebody to come in live and tell you all exactly what's going on. And the reason I'm saying it that way is because of the simple fact that I had to leave. I had something come up to me, and I had to leave. And we got a lot of supporters. We got a lot of people out there. I know somebody's going to call in on the Uncle Larry show and come in and give you all the report. I'm not speaking about the people that couldn't make it. Everybody have their own individuality. And the people that I'm speaking about, they know who it is. You know, I can speak for the ones that, you know, had personal things to do with so far and so on. I mean, I'm speaking about the ones that get on these shows and say this and say that and so far and so on. But when it comes time to put up, that's when they shut up. You know, and my thing with that is, you know, if you really ain't going to do it, then you really don't have to say nothing. You know, but the ones that did show up, which is quite a few people that did, man, and I'm really glad about it, you know, but I had to speak on it because I know some individuals that portray the image of really being supportive when it comes to certain people because wholeheartedly, I know those guys will support anybody, you know, and not only will they support anybody, they'll help anybody. So my thing with that is, you know, I had to speak on that for the ones that didn't know. For the ones that do know, y'all can just take this and say, well, Uncle Larry did speak about it, you know, because that's what was on my mind tonight. Second of all, I'm glad for, you know, for as many people out there, I really didn't think nobody was going to show up on the show tonight because they truly, honestly, out there. And Brother Lee out there doing his thing. And, you know, I just like it when a thing comes together, you know, because everybody can anticipate and everybody can want something. But when it actually takes place, that's when you know just exactly what it is, you know, and it is what it is. So, you know, we're waiting on some of the people to call in. I'm pretty sure somebody's going to call in and give us a racing report. We got Clarksville guys out there. We have Ms. V out there. We got Melvin from down in Michigan there. And also have to speak on him. Yeah, if y'all, I don't know, this boy is kind of acting up. You know, but hold on 1 second. I got a caller in. 312-1227. 312-1227. Come on in, brother.
What up, Uncle Larry?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, I don't know how good my signal is going to be reliable out here. My phone don't like 41, but right now it's talking, so I guess I'll talk.
I think the show kind of acted up on me, too. I keep hearing holler, 97 back, 60 seconds. I don't know what's going on. But anyway.
It must be just coming in your ear. I ain't heard. I've been on the show since you started up.
Yeah, well, it's coming on across here. You know, on the board. But at any rate, you know, I was just really speaking to the people just a while ago. Know about it. We sitting in a faithful war and show up out there today, Brother Eddie, man. And it's a good feeling, man, you know, because we do know that we still got them around, you know. And I know that being a member of the Clock Talk organization, man, I really appreciate them, man. I really do.
Got a nice crowd out here, you know, even though, despite a lot of people probably thought it was going to rain, which it didn't do no rain.
Uh-huh.
And today is the kind of day that you really can put power down, man. And, hey, it's a nice crowd out here. If it wouldn't have been the threat of rain, I can only imagine what it would have been. But whether it was going to rain or not, those people that didn't really have no intentions of coming, that did all this talking and locking in, that didn't show up, you know, they were just the intentions in the first place. I really kind of shocked that this was the second time that our buddy Terrio just flat out lied to him. I mean, he did all the talking and he gonna lock in, he had lock in. I can kind of tell the way he was talking yesterday that he didn't really want to make this trip. There's a lot of things that broke down, but overall, the crowd was good. And it's a real nice day, man. It turned out to be a beautiful day. But we got a couple of cars that's supposed to be locked in right now. I see one of them, one of those locked in that they was supposed to lock in. Looked like they fell asleep back in the track, so somebody must have had problems. Frankenstein, I think, is supposed to be locked in with Rocco. With K-Dawg driving, and I heard that Frankenstein is up on the trailer right now, so I guess that ain't going to happen. I was on the phone with Leon just going, sound like he was talking at somebody, and they didn't see, he just seemed like he was getting nowhere. They seemed like they wanted to try to, Leon was trying to, sound like he was trying to lock somebody in, but he wasn't getting nowhere. What up, Brother Jimmy? And I'm going to just wait a little while longer and see if anything will happen, man. They just got to, land, redoing the track. They drug and sprayed some glue down. Man, I seen Chuck make a couple of blasts, man. Chuck looked good, man. Chuck looked good. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to say too much. But he looked good, man. He looked damn good. They got a couple of other cars out here, too, huh?
Hey, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
You see how we talk about how times and things change. You know, who have you seen blow the tires off, Eddie? We have some guys laying raw power now. Who you been seeing blowing the tires off, Eddie?
Well, after they first dragged the track the first time earlier, it seemed like after they dragged it, they loosened it up on that, I guess that would be the right lane. If you're facing, facing away from the tower. The tower lane, it looked like it got a little loose, and you seen some cars, you know, blowing the tower, and then all of a sudden it seemed like it came around. But since they done drug and traded it again, ain't nobody been down the track. But that first pass the truck made, he kind of blew the tires off, and then he came back around and he did it again, and he wants some A to B, and I mean, he's carrying the mail. So
he's carrying the mail.
He look good. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's
and that little vet, with no top on it, that farmer gun is carrying the mail too.
Yes, sir. Yeah. But I gotta say this to everybody, man, and it's kind of bad to say because we know Detroit don't like to go racing nowhere, and Detroit Melvin came up here with his little street Camaro. And he went down that track more than anybody else today. Detroit Melvin has been down that track at least 20, 25 times with that old Camaro, man. I think I seen him drop one. I think I seen him get beat once. So he having the ball here. I haven't ran into him. He's been too busy racing, but I seen him in his car going up and down the track over and over again. He took a break now. I ain't seen him in a minute. So I don't know if he's going to come back out or not, but I got to get Detroit Mel. I got to give him. And everybody, I want y'all to know this now. And it ain't been smoking no weed, so I ain't hallucinating nothing. Cadillac Joe is in the house.
Let me bring up a call here with us, Eddie. We got 312-5187. 312-5187.
Hey, man. What up, Uncle Larry?
Come on in here, Eddie.
Big Eddie.
Hey,
what's going on? What's going on? What happened, Uncle Larry and Big Eddie? It wasn't a disappointment. Biz didn't make it. They called me as I'm loading. Terrio, I'm paying you the lockup. You don't have to show up. My car broke. If he tell
you
me.
You should have showed up on this event. This is when I made the bet here.
But
Chicago, just to be here, Terrio, we expect you to be
I know that,
but
it was
man.
A busy day, though. It was a busy day where I made money at both places. So, you know, I mean, it was all attention because I wasn't going to pay no lockup. But once somebody tell me, hey, man, you ain't got even a show, man. My car broke, man. I'm going to pay you the lockup. So I'm just telling you, you ain't got to come. You got the lockup coming. So I just went back at the business, you know. And it was a real profitable day. So, you know, it was no letdown. But like I said, To me, I made it at both places, you know. So I'm sorry I let you down, Big Eddie, but it wasn't intentionally. It wasn't intentionally at all.
I can understand Uncle Larry. I know you want to see me clown, but like I said, due to that situation,
it was just like once I went up there to Michigan. I like locking it. I like to know I got something happening. Once it was nothing, I got what I had coming and I left. So, you know, it was like I didn't have to make the trip, you know. So
okay.
I understand. But I didn't get the report that y'all having a ball. They tell me three went down there with Big Sam with Shannon. Yeah, it says Shannon turned the W on. I'm saying, God damn.
That's up.
Yeah.
But man, like I was saying, Terry, Cadillac Joe is in the house, man.
Yeah, do you got
Cadillac Joe is in the house, man. He got the pretty Dodge out here. He sure is pretty too, man. That Dodge sure is pretty, man. Dodge you've been putting together for the last 30 years. It finally came to light.
Oh, okay.
Right now, they just got to spraying the track and stuff. It should be ready to go again. I don't know what they're waiting on right now. I see a bike pulling up. This would be the first thing going down the track since they just sprayed it. They drugged and sprayed the track. We're going to see what's going to happen here. Real quiet, I heard Leon going back and forth with somebody. I had him on the line. I hung him up so I could call the show. So I'll elaborate with him for a little later on. This is a night right here where a problem could have been made. Black weather, man. You know. The right place. I hear you talk to the guy, him again, Frankenstein.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, man, there's a buddy through there. Okay. I see the Cadillac coming out again.
Cadillac sort of make a blast, Eddie?
He went near the track yet.
But
he went up to the yeah. Got his car checked out and everything, and he ain't pulled up yet, but he was looking hard. He was looking hard out the window, man. He was looking hard. That little stick told me got a turbo on. Huh?
That little stick told me running pretty good, too.
Thank you.
Oh, that's Uncle. He just went past on a little scooter. Oh, I'm sorry, Uncle A.
Hey, Brother Eddie, did little Rob make it?
Yeah, Rob's in here.
Okay. I didn't get a chance to see him. That's why I had asked.
Rob.
I wanted to see him. I saw K-Dog. I got a chance to see K-Dog.
Big Eddie, did a Rob and Leon run yet?
I said Rob was here before you left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terrio asked you that Rob and Leon run yet.
Wanna use my cane?
Brother Eddie.
Come on, Claire.
Yeah, Terrio asked you to have. Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
No, go ahead. Say it again.
Yeah, I say Terrio asked you had Rob and Leon ran yet.
No, Rob paid the lockup. Rob didn't bring his car out here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, we got somebody pulling up now, Uncle. I'm trying to see. It looks like it might be a drug race crowd walking behind the car. I'm trying to see that. Nah, that ain't preaching, boy. I guess he making. There's another car on the other side. Oh, he just couldn't make a test drive. His name is Rodri. I guess this must be just somebody they want to. We still got cars coming on the trail, Uncle Larry.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Look at this. It's a red car just came up. Peaceful cars.
Yeah. Back. They were still passing me up, Eddie, on the way back.
Yeah. Oh, did I drop?
Oh, Terry.
I'm still there. No,
Terry will drop.
Somebody
yeah,
spread a mattress up in the air, y'all.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah, I hear you,
Brother
Eddie. Uncle Larry. Yeah.
That race between Big Sham and Three Love, was that a car to break or just a break?
I heard it was head up.
No. No, it wasn't head up.
Well, they was got him out of it. Is that Lenny car? No, Lenny. What's his name? His buddy. No. Who called that? Not Lenny. What's Lenny buddy name? Uncle Larry, what's Lenny buddy name? Relly. That might be Relly car. That's who called me.
The Malibu.
Yeah.
You thought? Yeah, I saw his car there. Eddie.
Yeah, that might have been really car right there. He looked pretty good, but he must have. I don't know if he lost traction or what. He ended up getting out of it early. But he looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And maybe he just did all he wanted to do without showing it all. So he probably just picked his foot a little bit beyond that and got up out of
it. Probably got out of it.
It looked like it was going straight and hard.
Where he going? He got to go back.
Yeah. Is that Jeremiah? It sounds like the rear broke on that stuff. Yeah. But that car quiet. That car was quiet. But it looked like Jeremiah's car. Yeah, I heard someone say bump. Yeah, it might have been a rear end or the dry shaft. Yeah. Somebody just broke, Uncle Larry.
Oh, yeah.
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 I mean, if you want me to, then I can go on meeting until something happened, you know. So you.
That's why I had asked you that question earlier, Eddie, because everybody I seen, but nobody blowing no tires, though. Boy, they was hooking and getting up out of there.
Huh?
The great one, that was Monte Carlo. I don't know why he's just sitting there. Now he started back up.
Just breaking rear ends and stuff. That's a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sign. Majority of everybody got to be at the track.
That's not Jeremiah. Yeah.
You know that, Brother Eddie?
Say that again, Uncle Larry.
I said majority of the people are at the track because the numbers was real great on the show at one time, and now everybody at Muskie went back to the races and stopped because they fell off.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah, buddy. And I tried, you know, some of the people that's on here is faithful callers. They call about just about every show that we have, man. You know, and
yeah,
that's one of the main reasons why I turned around and did what I did, and made sure I put the show on pause. I didn't want them to turn around and be let down because of the simple fact that the presence may not be there or whatever the case is, you know. And
right.
My thing with it is to try to make sure that we keep on showing them the same thing we've been showing them, you know, and that is that we are going to very, very, very valiantly do whatever we can to show them something because
they love to hate y'all.
Right.
Can't put nothing in a closed hand. Got to put it in an open hand. You know?
Yeah.
That's it.
They got a crowd around the sideline now
for that.
I don't know something
happened. Yes, sir. Yes, something happened. That crowd don't run up there for nothing. We'll know in a few seconds. I'm just glad to see the people that showed up, man. I really am, man. You know, because, you know, the very start of this year, man, it was a big letdown to me because I promoted 2018 so much, man. You know, according to what was going on and the Winter Nationals was going on, you know, I was wrong this time.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, but, you know. Who knows, things can change, you know.
Man, it's still a nice crowd out here, Uncle Larry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. And they were still. And they were still coming. I must have passed about 15 or 16 people going back out to the main road, man. 15 or 16 people coming in. You know,
okay.
Still coming. Yep. And we appreciate their support. That's why I had to speak on why the event is still going on. I didn't want to wait until the event was over with. You know, but these shows being recorded, they'll get a chance to hear it. Uncle Larry to be able to tell him how much he appreciates him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And if anybody else on here have anything they want to say or comment or whatever, y'all more than welcome to raise your hand. I'll let you right in. But no problem.
You got to send Chuck a text, man, and I told him I say lock in, but he ain't responded to that yet.
He ain't responded?
No.
Chuck, what you trying to say? Chuck, skin on my bone?
Oh, they got one of the cows right there that don't know, but Junior. They go Junior.
Which Junior?
Chuck Numboy Jr.
What
old
boy
said
you told him
oh,
I
got
the wrong
okay, okay.
He's not laughing. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, is Brother Smooth still out?
Yeah, Smooth coming up right here in front of me. He might be going live.
Uh-huh. I know Brother Mark called and then he disappeared, you know. But before I could get him, then I tried to hit him back and I couldn't get him.
Well, I'm looking at it. I think Mark's down over there. Looking like a big old swole donkey.
Take it easy, Eddie.
Yeah, take it easy, buddy. Hey,
bro,
I need my jack.
What's that?
The jack in the back, right back there. I wonder if I put this phone in my pocket, will I still have a signal? Hold on, Uncle Larry. I'm going to try it.
Yeah,
I see it. Heard he is on the trailer.
Yeah.
Now, motor.
Yes.
Then my little
boy, he's gonna hold up
and say,
no. I said,
he's just all excited to back his feet. Hey, Joe. It's Rob. That's my buddy Joe right there.
Hey, Jake's supposed to be raising
Rob. Is he?
He getting the break.
Oh, okay. Who getting the break? Against the colors? I want in on that.
For y'all, I'll show y'all, we're here this live now. We're here tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You ain't sorry for what? We're here live.
Yes, sir.
Who getting the spot, Eddie?
That? Oh, that's Cold Blue up there. He say Lenny's supposed to get the break from Ruff from Big Sam them Cutler.
Oh, okay.
Cold Blue up to the line now, y'all. Another
Cold
one in Chi-Town most wanted. Yes, sir. Another one of Chi-Town most wanted. He took it easy the first time out there. I wonder if he's going to lay down on it this time. He's going to see something.
Five to throw.
He might go ahead and lay it down this time.
Uh-huh.
He sounds
Cold
good.
Blue.
That's up. No, ain't nobody up there with him. He just done laid down. Last time he took it easy, he said he's gonna take it easy again. He 61 that fucker. Oh man, they got all that shit running, boy. He didn't do nothing. They wouldn't do nothing 64 of the Uncle Larry. Cold Blue is ready now, boy. Cold Blue ain't bullshitting. Chi-Town most wanted one line. They say they got it all together now. They ain't messing around, baby. He ain't got to show me nothing but 64. But I know what I'm looking at. Yes, sir.
Well, Eddie, he can't show you no 60-foot or something wrong with the track. You know,
hey,
a lot of folks saying something wrong with the track.
Ain't nothing wrong with that track there, boy. If he'd have held it, it'd have held him. He was straight as arrow, boy.
Yeah, I know.
I ain't never seen Cold Blue look that good. He always had some kind of problem with it somewhere, like they can't get the stick or something. And that sucker,
yep.
Man, I guess they don't want to scare nobody, but they probably scared him now. They should have kept on just skipping, tapping down the track. That 60 foot telling somebody more than what he did when he made that full blast.
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, you gotta see, that's what I was telling you, man.
What you say, Beginning?
I said, that's what I was telling you. Shot time over on it. Donye, Chuck, and the crew, man, you got to take your hats off to them. You know, they came out. They know 9 out of 10 they won't let nobody to race them, but at least they came out to support and give the people a show. I mean, just to see them cars do their little thing, man, and it's not even that full blast. Just to see them out here, you know, testing them cars like that. Man, that's a treat in itself. So, you know, they if they can get a race, you know they're going to race. But, you know, if they can't get a race, they is coming out here supporting, and they putting the show on for the fans, man, the things people like to see. Because when they see one of them cars get out here, man, it, you know, they don't see that every day, you know. When you see something like that come out here and lay it down, man, you don't see it every day out here, man. So, hey, man, I got to take my hats off to them brothers, man. Shot Time Most Wanted. Hey, man, clock's off. Hey, we support you, brother.
They came to support. That's what they did. They came to support.
They come every time.
Yes, sir.
Every time.
Yes, sir. Came to support. And that's what we need in the game today.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, this track working right now, Uncle Larry. This track working right now.
I was looking at that guy with that Nova, that blue Nova when he left up out of there. I know that track right there now. I said, it's ready. It's ready.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's ready, man. Locked in. Ready. Ready. I got to give a shout out to Bill them, you know, for what they're doing at that track, man. You know, a lot of folks talk about it, but they're just talking just to be talking, cause they got that track working, man. They got it working.
Yes, sir.
Sure, sir. Yes, sir. And we appreciate them. Sure do.
Yes, sir.
Because that show's concerned. That show's concerned about the racers.
Yeah, man, I'm really enjoying this today, man. I sure wish we could have seen them grudge races. Zabo had problems. He broke, you know. I had heard about that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes Melvin. Just got hit on. I don't know if he's really racing or not, but he's a great racer. He got it. Detroit Melvin, huh? Who? Yeah, Detroit Melvin was in that Camaro on this side. That's Melvin from Detroit. That's him in the square, yeah. He done been down the track again, y'all.
Melvin come out there to have some fun, man.
He having the ball, man. Melvin having the ball.
Yeah, Melvin come have him a ball.
Yes, sir.
And he having it one, too.
He said that what he going to do last night on the show.
Yes, he did. He sure did.
And he's doing it.
Yes, he is. Who's it? what they got. You know what, Eddie?
Yeah.
My show tells me that it's a lot of folks out there, man.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Yeah. Yes, sir.
There's some people out here, man.
Yes, there is. And there's some cars out there, too, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Some cars.
I didn't rob, hold on.
Yes, indeed. We got mighty quiet out there, man. Brother Eddie.
All right, I'm back on.
Yeah, okay. I said it had got mighty quiet out there.
They just, I had switched over. You must have hit me. I said, hold on, I gotta add some other line. Huh?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, and I ain't saying that. Another fake woman showed up from Michigan too, Miss Lee. Miss Lee showed up down
there. Yes,
sir.
She drove right on down there.
Just like it was just driving around the corner. She drove right on down there.
Yeah, Miss Lee sitting right here in front of my wife and Smooth Criminal right here. One of the brothers, we're going to have to get him that T-shirt, man. He acting about it now. I told him we was about to make a flag out of
it. About to make a flag out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All they do is put a clock song flying on the other side and hang it up, let it blow in the wind.
Yes, indeed.
That's Yeah, Jimmy. I hollered at you when you first walked past me. I know. Yeah, sir.
Man, Joe
knows you. Yeah, Joe just doing late.
I can't get out there. I call the radio
chat. I know that's right. You want to pop up water, anything, man? All right. Yeah. I'm the one, Mark Cole, I'm the one put y'all on there. Yeah.
Big Bird, at first,
you know about money?
Sean.
Yeah.
Sean made it become kind of racist. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I know, I was on. You mean the blue one? That's the fast one. Yeah.
But now I just said we don't want that.
Yeah. You know Big Money got married out here today, right?
Yeah. I didn't
congratulate
him. He said, nigga,
he
talked about me on the radio.
That's his wife, mother, and father.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made the pass out here when he made the pass. He had a problem. Yeah, that blue one?
Yeah.
with that motor in your car, you get the hook right. It should be a good one.
Hey, did you put on that shelf?
Yeah. Huh?
You put on that shelf?
Yeah, I'm talking to Uncle Larry.
Yeah,
you call us over?
Hey, Big Eddie.
Oh, yeah, what up, Mom?
I just tried calling
in. I'd like for you to tell the people on the show. I'd like for you to tell the people on the show, Big Eddie.
Say that again, Mom.
I say I would like for you to tell the people on the show what took place out there. A lot of them do know, but a lot of them don't know. Big Money got married at the Clock's office event today at the club.
You dialing the wrong number, man. It can't be.
And my thing with that was, we glad that he selected our event for his marriage.
Dial it again, man. Make sure you dial it on Friday night.
Big Money is a member of the Pontiac Boys. You know, so.
Hey, yeah. Man, it's not letting the callers go in through the show, Uncle Larry.
You said what now?
It's Blog Talk is messing up. They're trying to call the show.
I know.
That's what I was telling you.
Yeah.
It ain't
you know why I'm saying? You know why I'm saying that the show is not scheduled, Eddie? Because the show part has shut down, and the ones that's on, they're the ones that's gonna be on, and all the way anybody else can get on, they gotta call somebody, you know, because it did shut up. That's why I was telling you it was shutting down. So, you know,
it's
closing off all the people.
Wow.
I told you the board was completely full. It was loaded. Yeah, it was loaded. You know.
Wow. I don't know how I'm still on.
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Larry. It's Lenny and Sham now.
Lenny and Sham.
Yep.
Yeah, and who giving who what?
Giving Lenny the break.
Oh, okay.
The big block cutlass against Lenny.
Okay.
I got 50 on this.
It should be pretty interesting.
Both of them got nitrous.
Is this the whole quarter mile, Eddie, or is this the eighth mile?
Quarter.
The whole quarter. Okay.
Out the back door. Woo! Sherman over there, hurrying up a storm. That's that mom's over here on this side. Yeah. Oh, they coming on up there. Alright, let's see now. Alright, got one lighter on. Two lighter on. Time for the break. All right, here we go, y'all. Then it's gone. It's over. A 20-car gap. 20-car gap. Lenny with the win. Lenny with the win, baby.
You like that?
Hey, man, I like it either way it goes. I see the race.
Right.
And Lenny riding, boy. don't know what happened to Samuel, man. It just fell on his face. Samuel, man. It fell on his face. They ain't got that kind of right yet. Yeah. They'd have had a better chance with Sam Carter.
Hey, we were talking about we just ripped back in the code. We not know you.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Let's go right here.
Yeah, man. Hey, man.
Oh, you got something
up there. Well, I'm going to drink it first.
Huh?
I'm going to drink it first.
I know. Maybe on the horse pot them again.
No.
Come on, Uncle Larry, man. There still might be a few people on the show, man. You doing all that.
You said what, brother Eddie?
I ain't say nothing for that. So keep flying around here in golf carts and motorcycles and on scooters and golf carts flying around here, man. You better not stop and let me catch you.
Yeah. I was wondering why we got such a certain low number, Eddie, with all the people. Man, that show dropped a whole lot of people, man.
That's messed up.
Yeah, it messed up. Blog Talk. Blog Talk needs to do better than what they're doing, man.
I hope it ain't nothing I did wrong rushing out here, man. I hope it wasn't nothing I did wrong.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Eddie. I don't know, but I know it's holding steady. Nobody can get in, and the same amount of people here is just holding.
Yeah, I had to set it up on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who this is. Hold on.
I'm going to let them listen, though. I'm going to let them listen. For the ones of you all that's on the show that want to continue to listen to what's going on out there, push your one button, and when they kick you in, then push your one button again and kick yourself back out, because I ain't trying to force nobody to talk. Just let me know that y'all want to hold on. Push your one button one time, and then after it's finished talking, then push it again, and it'll take you right back off the show. It'll take you right back off from talking. Well, and I guess they must don't want to continue to listen. So, okay.
All right, dog. What
okay.
Was it? What? They showed it?
Joe got an app in there.
This is him on my stopwatch.
What?
Yeah, what?
You don't know who that boy is. What?
Hey, Maka.
Hey,
Maka.
I don't know.
Oh, Chuck laying it down. Hey, Chuck, the track can hold Chuck this time, Mom.
What do you think?
That's Rob.
That'll
be dope, but I ain't trying to move around over there somewhere.
He
probably down there with Lee yet.
Day before that green cornbread and